It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. That's when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
I almost forgot the word town.
I loved it. Dumb people, okay. what's the word?
We're on brand.
Population Reynolds.
Yeah, Gareth Reynolds.
Reynolds Rap.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
That would be.
You created Reynolds Rap, is that correct?
I did.
To youth at risk.
Yeah.
Gareth Reynolds walking down and talking to youth at risk. It's called.
You bend down.
Guys, what it is a Reynolds Rap. And no, it's not the foil. Jokers in back.
When you crouch down at the knees to get right on their level for that real closer of that Reynolds Rap.
I'm on your level, man.
In the puddle of blood, I saw my own reflection, and I said, this ain't a life.
I brought a boy here today who's been through a lot.
That boy is me. I'm going to bring him out right now.
Guys, that boy's
me. That boy is me.
Hey, he turns around.
Yeah, hey.
That's hard to react to, isn't it, gang?
We had a high school assembly
here
where this guy... talked to the whole school, which was like 400 people.
Okay.
And he did a whole thing about this kid that he knew. And he went through all the trials and tribulations of that kid.
Oh, no.
He brought that kid with him today. And that, that kid is here and he wants to meet all of you.
Oh, no.
And you're going to see this. You've heard about his struggle. And maybe some of you can identify with some of that struggle.
There's too much buildup. I bet it's
him. I'm not lying to you. And it built and built and built. And I'm like, I can't wait till this
kid gets out. Who is this?
He's also wearing khakis. How about that?
Guys, he went. And I'm going to bring him right now. Get on out here.
Nothing.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Where is,
empty. Everyone stared at the door. Nothing. Silence. Dan, for the record, Dan is holding a finger.
Out and worried about him.
That kid's me.
Oh, boy.
Jaws on the floor.
Well, maybe that's a good lead into our overarching theory on the world, and that is that the world is getting dumber, or dumb is getting louder, or dumb and smarter fighting and dumb.
And Gareth Reynolds is a good person to kind of speak to on this subject because,
I'm dumb. Yes.
Well, you're a big dummy. Yep. But you and Dave Anthony on your amazing podcast, The Dollop, if you're not listening to it, you should listen
to it. Pause this right now, subscribe to that one also,
and just enjoy it. But you go through the kind of insaneness of history.
Yeah.
It's kind of the greatest way to study history ever with YouTube boobs.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out through crazy story.
No, but you are getting some answers. And I do believe that when I get done listening to a dollop, I am a little bit smarter. I know something about something that's happened.
You carry away some facts,
and obviously you laugh a ton, but I do feel
it's
like
amazing.
that's entertainment, that's infotainment a little bit.
Our podcasts are similar in like that we, like you guys focus on the idiocy of now right. and we focus on the idiocy
of
that,
then.
And they haven't heard the stories.
Just like you haven't heard the stories.
So the three of us are in the dark right now. Dan's got a story. Should we start with one?
Yeah, let's jump right in.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
This was sent in by Jake Magnuson at Jake Magnuson.
Do you remember the world's strongest man, Magnus?
Yeah, Magnus.
Why would they do
big
that?
Big for big.
He had to go one way or another with that.
Those shows, how the hell were those on for so long?
They're still happening.
Yeah. What the hell?
I just don't think they're televised.
Guys are still just lifting like rocks.
It became CrossFit.
No, but originally what it was, like there was.
Did you say originally?
Originally. Oh. It was more of a regional event. Okay.
You could have played it off.
I like that. I didn't even pick up on it. I rolled with it hardcore.
Randy went up against the wall to get that one.
That's right. I climbed the wall.
At least you're not nitpicking, Randy. Right.
Are you sure I'm not night picking?
Randy Sklar with a plus one. That was a plus one.
A funnier, more parallel thing would have been nitpicking, but fine. So I was, back when we did Cheap Seats, we did an episode about a World's Strongest Man competition where there was like an actual evil villain. Like one of the guys, Bruce Wilhelm was his name.
I kind of remember him.
And he was, he wore like rose colored like amber vision glasses. And he beat the nicest guy, Don Reinhout, and Bruce Wilhelm. They battled each other.
Head.
Don Reinhout was like a guy.
They could also start naming indoor soccer league players.
Don Ebert.
See?
Carl Rose. Jeff Catcher.
It's all
Tony
in there.
Tony Glavin, the Pocket Rocket. Slobo Ilievski.
That's not from cheap season.
No, that's from our childhood. That's just dumb stuff. And I'm like,
as Orhan.
Like, what is... What does my son have to do this week? I don't know. Right. But I can tell you every steamer from the 1980s.
Steve Jungle was a cherry picker.
All right. Anyway, stay by the gold. But it was this guy. I encourage you to go back and watch that episode of Cheap Seats. Brent Musburger was calling it. And it, this guy, Don Reinhout, was the could not have been a nicer guy. I think he was like playing for like a sick kid. And the other guy, Bruce Wilhelm.
Such a dick.
Would like, there was like a tug of war at the end. And one-on-one, he like pulled him into the mud. Like it was the saddest moment.
Screw you and your kid.
I hope
the kid dies soon. Yeah.
They did the thing. Remember they would carry just those enormous spheres, those weighted spheres?
Yeah. Oh, kegs. They had like a keg toss.
And then when you'd find, like, one guy would just buckle. One guy was like, oh, I didn't know we were doing that. And then, like, the guy would be like, just overdoing it with those rocks.
His anus would prolapse and it'd just be the end of it.
In my dreams, it's one of those things where I say to somebody, hold on, I want to go see what's going on over here. And it's that.
Yeah.
There are times you've been like at a park or something. Like,
what are all those people looking at?
And around the corner.
So this guy's name is reminiscent of that, and we haven't even got to the story.
Jake Magnuson. Jake Magnuson. M-A-G-N-U-S-O-N. Jake is common. This is in all caps, just the first two words. A, which should be because it's the beginning of the sentence.
Sure.
Second one, a drunk.
Oh, boy.
Tourist.
Oh, God.
Which is what you want to be.
That was my favorite William Hurt movie.
It's a touching one.
The accidentally drunk or tourist. Yeah.
My cousin Ben Doherty, one of the prides of my life, is visiting right now. I don't think I'm doing a good job of keeping him a drunk tourist.
He's not drunk enough.
No. Not drunk enough.
He could have a beer like some of us. He could man up.
Gareth Reynolds takes a beer and a long sip.
A drunk tourist had a very rough night after he got lost on his way back to his hotel and found himself climbing the Italian Alps.
Okay, wait. What? Okay, wait.
I know my room is here somewhere.
Surely we all relate to the first part. Being like, where is it?
Where's our hotel?
Passing a yodeling man.
Okay. All right, well, look, we're at 7,000 feet elevation.
Hey, goats.
Where's your room, goat? Do you have a key, one of those keys?
You know where Hotel Jolie is? Is that around here?
I don't remember coming down. Why am I going up?
No, we did this. Yeah, we went up here.
Your friend's always I remember that tree. Yeah. Like, you don't fucking remember.
Do we pass a Yeti on the way to my room earlier tonight?
90%. I think we're close. Either we're close or we're fucked.
I think the Yeti works here.
Floor two is the gym. Where is the snow cap floor?
Okay.
This is the this might be the dumbest person ever.
You have leaned in.
That's how that is drunk on a level that I can't even understand.
Yeah. Right. An Estonian tourist known as Pavel.
Okay, here we go.
Yep. One name. He doesn't even have a last name. It's like Estonian Madonna.
You got a name on the tab, dude? Pavel. No, like a last name for the tab? Pavel.
No.
Okay. An Estonian tourist known as Pavel.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Has been enjoying a few drinks at Cervinia, at a resort in Italy's Valle di Astoia. I don't know.
A few drinks. And this is a guy in Estonia where there is no drinking age.
No.
You can probably start at like 13.
It's recommended, yeah.
So a few drinks for this guy is like 16.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's enjoying a few drinks at Cervinia.
Sure.
When he decided to call
it
a night.
He's Cervinia'd.
There we go.
When he decided to call
it a night.
At Gareth Reynolds at Sklar Brothers.
I'm over Cervinia'd.
Go more. Yeah. When he decided to call it a night and head back to his hotel, you think he's the one that decided to call
it a
night?
He's definitely not the one that called it a night. I think there are a lot of people like, has he had enough?
Hey, buddy, I think we're going to call it a night.
I just want one more before I go.
You guys closing?
No, we're not closing.
Why don't you tell me? If you can stand up right now and put your dick back in your pants, you can have another drink.
I'm so sober I can hike the mountain.
Get him out of here.
My dick.
Hey, I got an idea. You tell me your last name and I'll give you another drink.
Pavel.
Nope, that was your first name.
It's both of them. No. Get your hands off me. Hands off.
Pavel.
Hashtag.
Hashtag bubble bubble.
I was in a bar in Rochelle, and there was a guy. Some people pass out. He was taking a nap. Oh. I mean, he was and no one cared. Nobody was like, "You gotta go, man." They were like, let him sleep it off.
Just let it
be. The longer he sleeps, the more likely he'll be the one to drive.
Yeah. Jeez. So
a baby. I mean, really, the policy that you have with a baby with booze.
Do not wake him up.
Do not wake him up.
We're just happy that he's napping.
That would be great if you did that.
Let him
like
cry it out.
Like a bit, like a hidden camera bit where you try to get bars to turn the music down. Because your friend, guys,
can we just keep it down? My friend is
sleeping.
And if he tries,
can you not play pool?
Do you play so loudly?
Do you guys have white noise on the jukebox? What's going on over here?
You walk over and unplug the pinball machine. Like, was anybody playing it anyway?
Come on. Yes.
Yeah, we were playing it.
Personally, that would make me the most mad. Okay.
So
he decided to call night and head back to his hotel.
Boy, did he.
Where are you going, Pavel?
To the hotel.
It's that way.
However,
he'll figure it out.
It seemed that Pavel may have had a bit more to drink than he thought. Isn't that how it always goes?
It's the walk home where it hits you. You go, an extra shot of JMO is a bad idea.
You're talking to your ex-girlfriend. Yeah. You're like, it was you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't love me.
Your stuff's still there. We can do this.
A lot of sentences start off with, gonna tell me.
I think I'm supposed to turn left. Are you still talking to me?
Yeah.
Yes. Should I go left?
Mountain. I'm going to lose reception. I'm going into the mountains.
Why would you? That's not where your hotel is.
My hotel's near this.
Oh, okay.
There's that tree.
The guy I broke up with for no direction, his life seems to have found some.
He's finding one direction.
I'm going up. I'm going one way. I'm going up.
I want my hotel to know
that I'm going in the snow. I'm going up.
The dehydration factor with like drunk mouth, singing.
Yes.
Jake. So when we were in Israel in college, we got drunk and we're going to go camping. And like we in a lot, which is down, kind of feels like a European city. It's right down on the Red Sea.
Sure.
Way down.
We ran in mopeds.
Sure.
We were cruising around on mopeds.
Yeah, you did.
We parked them at this like field school.
You guys never want to rent mopeds when we're on the road doing DPT.
I would do it in a heartbeat. It's so fun.
So we rented mopeds and all we had were backpacks and like TVs.
We were in a Third Eye Blind video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were, dude.
Backpacks with sleeping bags on them and TVs. Like we didn't have any hiking shoes. We got drunk. We had no water and we hiked at night up in a mountain so we could see it was,
and then we slept outside.
Every single thing that we did was stupid.
Remember that when your kids want to do crazy stuff.
Everything we did was stupid.
Everything was okay. You were with good people, right?
One of us could have fallen off a mountain.
That's right. But you were with good people, right?
Yeah, but we were just dumb about it.
You guys had Tevas, so.
Yeah, you were fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You guys make good decisions.
Not the grippiest of shoes.
Anyone on a moped makes good decisions.
Anyone on a moped with Tevas.
All right. So he short walked back to his room, soon turned into a mountain hike. According to Italian newspaper La Stampa, Pavel seemed not to notice that he had taken a wrong turn and was heading up the mountainside until it was too late.
What?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say.
I don't have the answer. I wish I knew. How high is too late? We could just decide for ourselves.
How high is too late is a great t-shirt.
That's not a Method Man movie?
How high is too late?
How high is too late?
That's Pavel's question.
How high is too late?
Because that's what I did.
I tell you, this is too late to be this high.
This is what I love, too. This is when your person writing the article is just kind of like, they're in the pocket here. Yeah. By the time 2 a.m. rolled around.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 2 a.m.
And Pavel was still climbing. So if he decided to, quote, call it a night, whether he did or someone else
did. You should never be scrambling up to your
hotel.
But
that also means he left before the bar closed.
Yeah.
Well, before.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's 2 a.m. now. 2 hours? 3 hours?
In darkness, just heading up the mountain.
Hiking.
Oh, no. I don't know if I could scale this one.
Yeah.
Animals that like would kill him or like, let him kill himself. It's less work
for
us.
He's so dumb, he'll just bleed out like a deer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't trust this guy.
He becomes a deer. Mm-hmm. By the time 2 a.m. rolled around and Pavel was still climbing, he realized that he had made a grave mistake.
Okay, so he is human.
He's Job from Arrested Development.
Sure.
And by grave mistake, you mean he's dug his own grave.
Literally.
I thought it was my room.
No. You'll be sleeping, though.
Now, if you are a drunk guy climbing a mountain in a foreign country, so you've been throwing caution to the wind for days, right? I'm here for the experience. I'll try it. Whatever. I'll
eat that. You're drinking alone in another country. You've already thrown it out the window.
What is the best thing that could happen to you drunk climbing up a mountain.
You meet someone else up
so,
there.
So camping. People are camping and they take you in.
Better.
You're right. Your hotel is there.
But through sheer luck.
There's like a Swiss Miss, you know, like but, convention.
But through sheer luck, Pavel stumbled across a closed restaurant and bar.
What?
He's found another bar.
What?
Up, but it's
up
the
mountain.
Up the mountain.
But you think closed is going to get in his way?
Yeah,
no. No way.
This guy's so drunk.
He's going to sleep in there.
Right. It's like one of those deals where he thinks he's lost, but literally like 20 yards through a tree line is a whole town.
I'm picturing you know a hobbit. He's a hobbit.
Yeah, for sure. This is his journey.
Right, okay, yeah.
Right, that's his Mordor.
Right.
He came
little
from the,
Pavel.
Came from the Shire. Yeah. And he's coming right. up.
He's Samwise
yeah.
to himself, like being like, you'll keep going. You'll do it. We'll return
You've
to the hotel.
You've got this one, Pavel. Keep pushing.
He's stepping on the roofs of all the houses.
Yay!
The bar... named Igloo.
Sure. So, stop. No questions.
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing that says the Italian Alps more than an
Eskimo's
dwelling.
Yeah.
Right. No, that needs a bar rescue. He would come there right away and be like,
what the hell are you guys doing? Inauthentic.
You don't care about owning a bar.
Your fish is cooked.
Now look at Blake here. Blake doesn't know how to cook anything, but you care, don't you, Blake?
I want this place to work. I have for 10 years.
See, Blake cares. Blake cares, and the baby he's expecting with Sherry.
That baby cares, too.
Right. Oh, I've watched so much Bar Rescue.
Oh, yeah, falling down that hole.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a whole day.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's paint by numbers.
And right when you think you're going to quit, there's one in California. Like, there's one in the valley, and you're like, well, I have to
I
see
gotta
what
go
they
there.
Do.
I got
to
the drive. Valley. I can drive by there and see if how they're doing after this thing.
You know you've watched a lot of Bar Rescue when you're watching, you're like, this bar doesn't need rescuing.
Yeah.
You can make that statement with right. confidence.
Oh, yeah.
This bar is fine.
You're just shooting the shit with a bartender. You're like, what are your margins?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How many months are you behind?
And what is your liquor cost overall?
Yep. That's all.
You should have those numbers.
You should never say to a bartender, let's go open the books.
Let's go open the books.
And your mom gave you the loan? How often is she in here? She know what you're doing?
Are you bar rescuing me right now,
dude? Don't cry, dude.
She just trusted me and I messed it up because I'm a 45-year-old party animal.
If I ordered 6 orders of mozzarella sticks right now, they're going to come out in time?
Absolutely. Back in the kitchen.
What the fuck? We're out of sticks. The oven doesn't work.
6 orders?
They shouldn't be in the oven.
6 orders. Put them in the microwave. They'll know.
Bar Rescue has taught you that whatever you're afraid of in that shitty bar you're in, whatever you're afraid of in that kitchen is what's happening.
Oh,
bar
for
Rescue,
sure.
That's what's going on. Bar Rescue is like the NBA playoffs. Your weaknesses will get exposed.
Oh, yeah. Always the
worst. A 7-game
yes,
series.
Yes, the worst thing in every Bar Rescue is the what's supposed to be the best for you. Don't order anything chicken. Don't order just some like a straight burger. Like literally. Just order the poppers or the mozzarella sticks. That is your safest bet, and you're not even in the clear there.
No, because they're touching everything.
The chicken is always like not at temperature.
Stop. I can't.
Chili's going to kill someone!
It's been on the floor!
It's not chili. It's Killy.
Now, look, I've brought in a chef here. He's ran 16 Vegas restaurants, and he's going to teach you how to make salmon spliders.
Guy Fieri. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They always bring in someone.
Boom. Boom.
That's a flavor.
Okay.
Hey, let's take this thing to Flavor Town.
The bar named Igloo was nestled on the mountainside at an altitude of how high do you guys think
this
he had gotten to find this bar?
Okay, so
now, Gareth, you can go first.
I don't know what the town is to begin with. You don't know? Do you know that?
So like, it's just Igloo. It's not a town.
No. The town itself
might be at like 6,000 feet, and then now you're up to like. So this is the elevation of Igloo.
Yes,
but we still don't know how high the town is.
No.
Well,
so you can either go first,
but he
Tig,
started
or,
at the bottom or, of the mountain.
All right, fine.
I'll go third. Okay. I want to hear what you guys
go
say.
Go ahead, Jay. Okay. I think it's 8,500 feet.
8,500.
So I think
it's
he
in
may
kilometers
have...
or it's in meters.
Oh,
I mean.
In meters.
Jeez.
Yeah. In meters.
Do you want me to try and convert?
All right.
It,
right? No. I'm gonna say it's like this is how little I know.
Yeah. What?
2,800 meters.
Sorry.
2,800 meters. Well, if you give me one sec, I can give it. We can go feet. Okay, I got feet.
2000.
What do you want for feet? Go feet.
I said 8,500 feet.
8,500 feet.
Randy
I score.
Say 7,200 feet.
7,200 feet.
I'll go one foot.
No, we're not, it's not Price is
oh,
Right.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood. Yeah. I'll go 9,000.
9,000
yeah.
feet.
Okay.
I think it's going to be even more.
The bar, Igloo. was nestled on the mountainside.
What if it's in like the death zone? Have you read any of those like Everest books?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Over 27,000 feet, it's in the death zone?
Yes.
Who has a restaurant in the death zone?
He's up there trying to get a pizza.
He's hey. Like, this air. Yeah. This, is it, I'm either drunk and can't breathe or the air is
There's
bad.
There's planes below me.
Hey, man, you sleeping on the side of a mountain tonight? Is there room for two? Because I have a room, but I don't know where it's at.
My key doesn't work.
Okay. Should my nose be black?
And off.
Jay says 8,500.
8,500.
Randy said
7,200.
7,200.
Garrett says 9,000. Which actually is closer to 2,800 meters.
All Thank right. you.
A total of get your answers in, townies. Because Igloo sits at 7,874 feet. Randy. Randy?
You said, what'd you say? I said 8,500. And I said 7,200. So I'm only 600 away. It's me.
I know, dude.
Impressive.
I don't know. Somebody's probably. Maybe it's a split.
So this lucky son of a bitch walks up there and that's there. And he's saved.
Well, Pavel, seeing it as his only refuge, the tipsy tourist forced his way in and bunkered down for the night. Mm-hmm. Staff discovered Pavel in the morning, passed out on a makeshift bed made out of a bench and a few cushions. If we could hear audio and video of him, because you know he talked to himself the whole time he was in there. Just making a bed.
Gotta move this over here.
Yep.
Like, if anyone deserved to like get to that point and then get raped by a bear, I think this is the guy. is the guy.
Staff discovered Pavel in the morning passed out on his makeshift bed. Being the responsible guy, the responsible guy that he is, Pavel made sure he drank two bottles of water to help with his hangover the next morning, which were sitting beside him when he was found. A search party made up of a fire brigade, police, and drones had to be dispatched to locate the lost tourist before he was found safe and sound in the bar.
That's not a waste of resources at all.
No. Local police said that he will be fined for his drunken escapade, not be charged.
So, yeah, no, he's got to pay for what it costs for the search party.
I will ask the three of you now. Once again, you are a guest. You can go first.
I want to go first this time.
Okay.
How old is Pavel?
Oh, damn.
See, this.
He's got to be young. I mean, because
he climbed the mountain.
He climbed the mountain, and he's naive enough to not.
When you're young, like, and you do dumb things, like, sometimes it falls into place for you.
Yes, yeah.
If I'm that bar that he left, there is a new drink called Climb the Mountain.
Climb the Mountain.
It's whatever the last thing he drank was.
It's called the Pavel Mountain Climber.
Yeah, or just your last drink of the night is called Climb the Mountain.
Last call in 10 minutes. Who wants to climb the mountain?
Yeah. Well, then now they have to put a sign up there that's like, your hotel's not near here. Yeah. Oh, good.
Your hotel is not
like
elevated.
Like an open well, yeah.
Just an arrow saying, other way, dummy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to guess that he is 23
years old, from Gareth Reynolds.
I think he's 28.
28
yeah.
from Jason Sklar.
Yeah, he's traveling internationally. I think he's 51. And you know, there are
He found a stick and he used it.
Yeah, there are those, like, you know how like people from another country just you're like, the guy's like 67 years old and he just swims in like ice water. Uh-huh. Yeah, like there are those people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he just, I don't know, he owns a cat whose skin is on the outside.
If you're drinking alone, you're either young enough to not care or so old no one likes you anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Pavel. Get your answers in at home. Scream at your ham radio.
He's not married. He's 51 and not married.
No, he's alone.
He was that night. Reasons. The age of Pavel, the mountain climbing drunk, which is a great children's book.
Pavel, the mountain climbing drunk is an unbelievable book.
It's a story of will. Welcome to the Reynolds Wrap, guys. We're going to talk about my man, Pavel.
Let me get down.
He's here today. Snap.
He's my inside of all of us.
He was a character from You Can Give a Bear a Sedative.
That'd be a good one. I'm gonna welcome that guy in right now. That guy's you. And then it's them.
Welcome in.
That didn't happen to me.
No,
it did happen.
It did now. Pavel, the mountain climbing drunk.
I'm like this all the time.
Good. Pavel is 30 years old.
Oh! Wow. Right, yeah. 28. Jeez. 28, Jay. Well, there you go. That's one story. Down in the books.
My eyes.
Down in the book. Pavel
is there a picture of him or no?
Nope.
All right. No. We just have to think of him in our brain. I like to think of him wearing like one of those Alpsy type hats with the feather coming off.
Yeah.
So maybe some lederhosen, even though we're in Italy.
Probably a pan flute or something like that he played most of the way.
We found a magical one up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pavel the mountain climbing drunk. That's a great first story. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gareth Reynolds a little bit more about the Dalp and some of the other projects he's working on. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Our guest, Gareth Reynolds. As we mentioned before, he is one of two brilliant parts of the dollop. You guys were just in Australia, is that relatively recently?
Yeah, relatively recently.
Are you going somewhere this fall?
Yeah, we'll probably go back to Australia. We have a bunch of tour dates, too.
What do you do? Like every year and a half? What do you feel like there's rotation?
It's kind of like reason
to be mad.
I'm so worried.
Hit the mic.
We probably do it about once every, just over a year. Around that, like 13, 14 months, something like that.
And now you have an audience. I mean, you had an audience, but like people are excited to see you come back. It's a different show every time. I mean, it's a lot of fun to.
It has gotten to the point over there where it's really weird. But yeah, it's great. I mean, they have a lot of crazy shit in their country that we talk about. I mean, they are an Isle of Convicts, essentially.
Which,
so
just people are
and they embrace it
on Fox.
Yeah. Listen, people are born out of bad decisions.
Yes.
Their whole island is an episode of Prison Break.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. It's great that you're doing that, and then you're writing on the show You're the Worst right now.
Yes.
Which is fantastic show. It takes place in my neighborhood in Silver Lake.
Our buddy Desmond Borges is on that show.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He's wonderful. Yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah. Great Chicago dude.
Yeah. And then the last season of Arrested Development which comes out May 29th.
Which were talking a little bit about, Mitch Hurwitz, who has done our podcast before, just a brilliant individual.
The greatest.
Like, I don't think people understand. I mean, Mitch Hurwitz, also the mind behind, along with Maria Bamford and Lady Dynamite.
Yep.
His brain works in a way that I don't think people fully understand the level of genius that he works on, and which is both amazing and can be maddening if you're trying to get home and see like a family member and you're working on staff. Because he wants to work on it till it's done, which sometimes could be like very early in the morning.
Yeah, no, he definitely, I mean, he is an absolute genius. And yeah, he makes sure that he's, that you work on the stuff when it's done.
Was this your first season on Arrested?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like coming into the room being like, all right, I just got to do as good as one of the funniest shows ever?
Crazy. I mean, truly, like, it is. I mean, we all know that feeling when you're not comfortable around people you're intimidated by and you got to like try to hang, But yeah, like anything you'd pitch, like you'd just be like, I mean, so half-assed. You'd be like, or you could go home or that's dumb. I mean, never mind. That shouldn't be. Sorry that I said that.
Did I speak out loud?
Then spill some wheat thins. You're like, I'm so dumb. No, I'm not like this. I appreciate it, though. I love the show.
You're leaning over to your writing partner and be like, read what I wrote down. You read it.
Yeah. Oh, you read it. You read it. Just like slap
it. You have confidence. Do it. Take this. I'm bombing.
But then
can I get a picture with you guys?
Yeah. They do the same thing to you because they're like, I don't want you read what
I wrote. So let me ask you, though, because your ability to create comedy in the moment, especially off things that you don't even know, again, when, if you're Dave's reading a story and you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You have to create comedy in that moment and sometimes in front of like several thousand people.
Yeah.
If you're doing it live or a couple thousand people, that's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Were you able to transfer the credits from that into this experience and be able to deliver in that moment?
Yeah. I mean, essentially when you're writing in a room and you're writing in a room like that, I mean, you're pitching ideas, you're pitching jokes, but a lot of it, especially with Mitch, is like, you're just riffing dialogue. So you'll just be like, it's very similar in the sense that like you'll find a joke in the moment and that'll just get jotted down and put in.
That becomes the riff.
Yeah. And he also is like watching him work when, he's come up with all these characters that you know so well. So then he'll be writing and then he'll be narrating what he's writing in their voices that he's created.
Brilliant. And that's got to be an unbelievable process. It's almost like you're watching the process of something that you've loved for so long.
And it's surreal. I mean,
if you can get one joke in there, it's got to feel so fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's nice. Brilliant. So that's coming out and that should be out in
May 9th. May 29th?
May 29th. Yeah.
Love
Netflix.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. That's pretty amazing show to be a part of, and well worth it. They were lucky to have you on it.
I kept saying to them, and they were like, "Stop saying that."
Yeah, I don't know if it's a weird thing to start.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to start every pitch.
Yeah,
every joke that you start.
You're lucky that I'm here, but I think Job should leave before that. And you guys are welcome.
Let me say, you guys are lucky to have me here.
I don't hear a lot
of
people.
Gareth Reynolds, just I want to pitch. I don't hear a lot of people thanking me. Whatever, you guys can get to it later.
Just because it's month six, it feels like we're not thanking me or respecting the fact that I'm here and how awesome that is, but I'll keep pitching anyway.
That's the end of my Reynolds rap.
That's the end of the Reynolds rap. I know someone who's got a great pitch and he's about to walk in that door.
Who's that person?
It's me.
It's me. Mitch. Hey, Mitch. How you doing?
Hey.
Are you on to a second story?
What's that?
Here we go. Sent in by Jay Sneed at I'm Jake Schneider. A couple of Jakes helping out on the first two of these.
Sure. Love it.
I am JakeSchneider.
Thanks, Jake Schneider.
This is going to give the two of you, Jason and Randy, as parents,
so much anxiety.
Gareth.
Yeah, make me happy.
A couple of cavalier fellas like us.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, good kid.
Yeah, rubber up.
Cool kid. Oh, God. Very Calvin rubber of that
up.
Kid.
Yeah.
Rubber up.
All right, ready?
Buttercup.
An adventurous, and then in parentheses, and mischievous.
This is Pavel.
12-year-old boy. So that's...
My daughter's 12.
Yep.
Okay.
12-year-old boy. Stole his mom's credit card and booked an escape to Bali for 4 days.
What?
Yes.
That's where I had my honeymoon with my wife.
Yeah.
Well, this is where a kid ran away to.
Is he going on a honeymoon? God.
After getting in a fight with his mom, the boy, identified by the pseudonym Drew. So has he been identified?
Drew. Yeah.
He comes when you say Drew.
Stole his mom, but that's just his pseudonym.
Yeah.
Sure. That's by Drew.
Stole his mom's credit card and booked a spiteful runaway flight from his home in Australia to Denpasar.
Denpasar. So he's not coming from America. Australia to Bali is much closer.
Sure. Would you feel that way if your kid went to Hawaii?
It'd be Hawaii. No. It's Hawaii. It's Hawaii, no, and absolutely not.
Would you feel that way if your kid went to Arizona?
No, it'd be more like if my kid went to like Mexico, because it's another country.
It's
like
true.
Hawaii is still America.
Right. Then, okay, Vancouver? You're like, all right, at least it's Vancouver.
This guy had to get kid had to get a passport together.
Yeah.
This is
12 years old. Uh-huh. 12 years old. Drew planned it all out. He tricked his grandmother into giving him his passport and packed a backpack with some t-shirts and shorts. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to school in the morning, Drew took a train to the airport.
Nope.
He checked into his Jetstar flight through a self-service kiosk and then passed through security without any problems.
Yeah. That's Australia.
And that's also, you know Australia, but that's also like automated life. Yeah. Like you only see one person if you're going through with a
My
group.
My dad's coming.
Yeah. The other way. You'd be
my
like,
dad's
my
coming,
dad's right
mate.
There.
My dad's right there.
You think
mate.
A TSA is like, there's so much shit they
He's
deal
right
with as well.
He's right there, mate.
Not even going
to turn
around.
Nothing to see there. It's just a 9-year-old flying by himself.
What's he saying?
He's the pilot, he says. We're going to let him fly the bed.
Thanks, I need you to move over. Move over.
You sure you're the pilot?
He's the pilot.
Yeah, he says he's the best.
All right.
He's the best.
Prepare yourselves for a water landing.
We're still on the ground.
Oh, sorry. It's premature.
Prepare yourself for a water takeoff.
All right. Now, everyone, remember your pilot's 12.
This is also...
So expect some turbulence.
This is also the point in the episode where I tell all of our fans, we don't care what you think of our accents.
We could get it.
Well, only one guy's doing it right. The guy who like sells out theaters in Australia. You better get it right.
Australians would hear that.
He's
and be
the
like,
beast.
He's awful.
He's awful.
All right.
Okay. So
he's like a 12-year-old flying a plane.
I think so, T. I'm just going to start doing worse and worse.
Right. Mind if I open the window and have a cigarette?
Yeah. This isn't a Southwest flight.
Kids 12. Kids fucking 12.
That's what they announce when you fly in Australia. They announce that. There's no smoking on this flight unless you roll the window down.
Unless you're willing to punch the window out, there's no smoking on the flight. If you are punching the window out, kudos to you.
Punch it out with a koala.
Punch it.
with the skull of a koala.
Christ, he's punched it out. Well, it's the policy you're allowed to, love.
He wanted to smoke.
He's having a fig.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He checked into the Jetstar flight through a self-service kiosk and it passed through security without any problems.
Dummy.
This is Home Alone 6.
Except he's doing it to himself.
Home Alone 6.
This is away from home, alone.
They just asked for my student ID and passport to prove I'm over 12 and that I'm in secondary school, Drew told the Australian television show, A Current Affair. Newsflash, A Current Affair is still out there.
Still
hot there.
Still super
very
hot.
Big.
That
very
was Maury, right? Wasn't
Australian
that Maury?
Australian Current Affair.
What was that guy?
Maury Povich was A Current Affair.
Maury Povich was Current Affair. Bill O'Reilly at some point.
Yeah,
wasn't that where he had the freak out?
It was
that and Hard Copy.
Oh, that's what I remember. Yeah.
right. Yeah, but A Current Affair had like the pyramid or the triangle.
Yeah. Yeah, which was some sort of Illuminati shit.
Jay,
yeah.
get A Current Affair on there. Yeah. Fucking fire it up, Jay.
All right.
Get that A Current Affair on
someday there. We're going to get cameras in the studio and everybody's going to get to see all the times Jay looks things up while we keep doing the show.
Just, Jay is
no,
just
I mean, that is a good thing.
Out. Yeah. Checked out.
Okay. Remember we had Allison Rose in and you both were on your phones. I'm like, tell me you're both looking for whatever.
I was just running through some emails. I'm just kidding.
There was a second where it was, they were in it, but to Allison, it was, I knew that she was like, I think they just both checked out of the show. It's just me and Dan.
Yeah.
It's just us. One time I did Sam Tripoli's podcast and he had to go get his computer charger. Sorry.
That was it. That was it.
Get it back in.
All right, here we go.
That's
kind of a whiplash triangle at the end.
You'd hear that a half hour before you'd hear.
Yeah.
What is the song for A Married with Children? Love and Marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd just hear that, be like, oh God, the triangle.
What were you gonna say on Sam Tripoli's?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Come on, we were there. There's people one time. I
was on his show and he had to go get a computer charger while we were doing a show live, and he's like, dude, I'll be right back. And I hosted his podcast for like 5 minutes alone, just like, so this is pretty weird.
It's pretty great.
Hey, that's great. So,
yeah, it was great.
What else did you?
He did, and I totally lost the audience.
What else is going on?
Immediately.
So what else is going on in the news?
Drew, who has a pseudonym, that also means he's on camera talking. They just another time where someone doesn't want to be identified except by face and voice.
Yes.
Right,
like,
sure.
Yeah, how in the world could you have
who
ever,
would know who I
this
am?
This happens all the time. People in a news story, they're like, a witness who didn't want to be identified, and they're on camera.
Change the name, because that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Name remains the same.
The only time Drew was questioned about traveling alone was at Bali Customs. But he told the immigration officer, that his mom was waiting outside, and off he went.
There you go. That easy, man. Yep. Confidence.
There we go.
Confidence of a good 12-year-old liar.
Once in Bali. Drew.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. 12-year-old. Drew rented a motorbike. Moped.
Sure.
Moped.
By the way, when I was in Bali, the amount of furniture guys were carrying on mopeds was staggering.
Really?
I felt like if Bali on the flag should just have a picture of a guy on a moped with a mattress.
Crushing it. Just moving a house.
Straight up mattress.
Moving an entire house.
When I was with my wife there, and I remember we were swimming in the water and we were snorkeling a little bit, and I was like, man, this is so amazing.
Imagine being here when you're 12.
So beautiful. It's like incredible. There was one point where I was like, God, it's so beautiful. We're seeing like all this amazing wildlife. Look at that right there. That's an eel. And then I reached down and I like looked closer and I was like, oh no, that's just a belt. Just a belt flooding the water.
That's you know, still
12-year-old
cool.
belt. 12-year-old boy's belt. Could have been a boy's belt.
Yeah. Braided leather.
Yeah.
I got belt fish, huh?
Straight up belt fish.
Once in Bali, Drew rented a motorbike and scooted around town despite not having a license and bought beer.
How many of the people in Bali really have licenses?
Yeah, right. That's true,
too. That's a long way to go to buy beer. I guarantee you can give someone in Australia... Eight whatever
and
Australia
way,
money
and
is.
Most Australians would be like, that's not beer.
Yeah.
Foster's.
What are you drinking?
That's beer.
Well, he wasn't drinking good beer.
He says,
what if he went there to get a Foster's? That would have been
a great commercial.
He went a long way to get a Foster's.
This kid's 12.
You won't believe how far you'll go to get a Foster's.
Just a pseudonym Drew here.
Though he says he didn't like the taste. This kid, though, is living his best life.
It's like the plot of Yes Man.
Imagine his parents around this time.
Oh my God.
He's on a moped in Bali, and they're like, what do you mean he's not at school?
Yeah. They're losing their goddamn.
He's out of the country.
We have reason to believe your boy is on a moped drinking beer in Bali.
A what?
What?
He's rented a motorbike.
He's with my mother.
He's gotten married. He's got two wives, which we'll get into in a minute.
He's now a shaman.
He's a legal polygamist.
He's a shaman.
He does ayahuasca ceremonies. He's 30 years old now, by the way, man.
Man, he aged 18 years
in the last
day.
Without any explanation. But he's not a boy anymore. He's a bit older than you now.
Got a real interstellar situation.
He's got a boogie boarding business.
He's an ordained minister.
He's actually the president, if they have one.
He was staying at the 4-star All Seasons Hotel.
This can't be real.
Where he checked
by
in.
By the way, All Seasons, not quite the four seasons.
It's all
Seasons. Like the All Seasons.
The lawyer was like, legally, you'll be fine.
Right. It's Seasons.
Yeah.
Where he checked in by telling staff that his sister would be joining him. He's roped so many of his family members into this story.
This is unbelievable that it's working.
Meanwhile, back in Australia, his family was frantic. They alerted police who tried to track Drew down. Like most kids with a smartphone, Drew took videos and photos of his spree. When he posted them online, police were able to track his location.
Dummy 12-year-old.
Oh,
you dummy.
You had it.
You were brilliant until you had to brag
share it after.
Share it afterwards.
His parents then flew to Bali.
That's an interesting
to retrieve Drew and bring him back to Sydney.
As I'm in the air, I am thinking about ways I'm going to end his life.
I'm
going to
get that ocean belt and beat him with it.
You know what I'm thinking? I would go to Bali, yell at him, then put his ass back on a plane and be like, you know how to get home.
Yeah.
We're staying in Bali.
Yeah.
Oh, I would call every single like hilarious black comedian telling a story about their mom beating the shit out of them as they were growing up. Uh-huh. I'd get those moms to come and beat the shit out of this kid. I'd be like, I'm not going to do it because I can't hit you as hard as
but
this woman.
Earthquake this the comedian's
Earthquake's
mom.
Earthquake's mom is going to come in here and just
come in there, give like a 7.9 on the Richter scale.
Make you wish that not only had you that you didn't make this trip, but that you were born.
Right.
Make you wish that you hadn't been born. Enjoy.
I'm going to ask you guys now, and we're going to get out of here on this.
Oh, boy.
In total.
How old?
And in U.S. dollars.
Oh.
Drew spent how much money on his adventure?
Jesus.
Now, he has, let's work it here.
Plane ticket?
Yeah. Well,
first, nuts. Train ticket.
Train ticket.
Train ticket.
Plane ticket.
All seasons hotel.
And you're going to convert, this to American dollars?
It is already, yes. Okay. Rented a moped.
And had
bought
the
beer.
At the All Seasons Hotel
and
bought beer.
How many days, though? He's there for
5 days, right?
He doesn't make it the whole time, though, does he?
4 days.
4 days.
Four days.
4 days of a hotel at an All Seasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
shit.
I'll do the all-inclusive breakfast.
I'll take the
my vacation.
Room service.
While you're thinking
Every
about it, I will tell
suite.
You, this isn't the first time Drew ran away. At the age of 2, he packed his bags and made his first attempt. He was apprehended in the neighborhood park.
At 2?
Yes.
I'm off to Bali!
In an interview,
shut up.
Drew said he now
I'll
regrets...
I'll show you when I'm older and I go to Bali!
Drew said
he's
now...
he's really talking about Bali.
I'll show you, Mom and Dad!
Honey, he's really talking about Bali.
I'm gonna go to Bali the second you turn your back on me!
Yeah.
I'll show you!
Yeah, just get him back in the pen.
In an interview, Drew said he now regrets his Balinese jaunt. And the drama it caused. Sorry for all the drama,
guys.
He now regrets
it.
Yeah. You know how, like, for 4 days when you thought your son was dead?
Four.
Whoops. My bad. Hashtag my bad.
Here's the thing. When you're the parent, I'm imagining, that's not 4 days.
No.
That's 4 mornings of not waking up.
It's 4 nights
four
of not
nights.
Sleeping at all.
It's 4 dinners.
It is.
Whatever you're eating.
By day 3, you are making peace with the fact that this thing that you raised for 12 years paid
three.
For, taught.
I know.
The thing that you
You're trying
if
to.
He's such a dick that he almost ran away at age 2 and then he's gone at age
10 years later
he's gone. There is a moment where the dad says to himself in the deepest, darkest moments of his inner thoughts, good.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have a new life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just, Dan, it was like when you lost your computer. You're like, what, man?
Yep.
Who knows?
Wow.
I can be a whole new person.
It might be a blessing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's getting like foot massages. Like,
exactly. On your credit card.
So, do you want to go first, Tig, or third, Gareth Reynolds?
I'm going to go third on this one.
Okay.
Back
Jason or Randy, how much money in U.S. dollars did this Balinese adventure cost? All
did
in.
We don't know what he flew.
I'm going to say $1,800.
Ooh. We do know what he flew.
What did he fly? Cathay Pacific?
Jetstar.
Jetstar.
Okay. What did you say?
I said $1,800.
Okay. Do you want to change it? I feel like you're resident.
I just realized that...
No, resident.
Right? You're a
resident.
You're
a resident of residency. I just realized I didn't really factor in the flight enough.
Go ahead. Well, I'll allow it. You haven't heard anybody else's?
$2,200.
$2,200.
Okay. 4 days in Bali at an All Seasons.
He's eating, too.
Please. Mm-hmm. And a ticket and a train ticket.
Randy Sklar.
$3,800.
$3,800. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
Gareth
go
$2,900.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
$100.
I said 38. You said 28. You 22. Said 22. You said, okay, good. We're covered it.
Drew.
Wait, are we in the range? Can you at least say
no.
That?
No. It's
we're
gonna
not
gonna
even
be way
close?
More.
No.
It's going to be more. How?
Do you want to re-guess?
No,
I want to know.
It is what
we
it is,
could
man.
All re-guess and be that much farther away.
Yeah. Or I could be lying, but I'm not.
Okay.
Drew.
Come on.
Pseudonym Drew.
Right. Drew. Ran away for 4 days to Bali.
Oh, he bought a plane ticket day of, so that's more expensive.
Well, plus first class.
Yeah.
You know it's first class.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Now my mum's in coach.
He paid to enter the Young Flyers program. Drew.
My dad's underneath.
He's a dog.
We tranquilized him.
Added years to his parents' life by spending 4 days in Bali.
I mean, I want to smack him so hard.
Literally took, and I'm not joking, like 8 years off of both of their lives.
So if as a parent, this is just a service that I think, as a parent, you know, let's put an end to hitting kids and you don't believe in abuse, but as a parent, could you pay a bully to kick the shit out of your kid? And then you're not doing it. It's not you doing it.
You know what you would do, maybe?
Hire a bully.
You need
a goon. Leave him somewhere for a little time.
He doesn't
go to
care.
Bali. I don't know if I trust it. I don't know if I trust leaving this kid. I think it's you got to crate him.
I think it's too resourceful.
I think you
hire a bully and you go, look, here's $100. Just kick the shit out of him for an hour. We'll come in at the end and shoo
like,
you off.
Say things like your parents love you.
No. Within an inch of his life, all right? And then we'll come save him. And then he'll be so glad that we're here.
Right.
And a goon for kids.
Right. And you know what?
Because goon
1-877 goons for kids.
No,
I'll come over.
I'm
also a kid, but I'm a goon.
How much?
It's like The Price is Right.
In total of U.S. dollars, Drew spent
$6,001. Wow!
Jesus!
Okay, so he's doing what I'm hoping he's doing, which is he's dumb and dumbering the place. He's just handing out the hundreds.
So do you do this? Do you make him work summer jobs until he pays you fully back for all that?
Absolutely.
You go 3 summers, man, $2,000 a summer. You're going to work 40-hour weeks.
He doesn't go on any family trips, and you deduct the cost it would have been to bring him.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't think you want to turn your back on pseudonym Drew.
No.
Pseudonym Drew.
I don't like it.
You don't ever want to turn your back on him.
No.
I'd say fit him with a low jack.
Yeah, definitely.
Put up his picture around everywhere. Like,
get him one of those scared straight programs.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. And that kid was me.
No. That was you?
Yeah. No, it was my brother Drew, but he's passed away, so I've taken his story.
A bully beat him within an inch of his life, and we couldn't get there in time.
It's not his real name, it's pseudonym Drew.
All right, that's story three.
Story two. Can you give us a little taste of what we're going to see in the next segment here?
I will read you a quote that is 6 words.
I cannot wait.
I could feel it moving around.
And flies and
that could be so many things. You're going to have to stay with us through the break to check it out. Gareth Reynolds from The Dollop is here. This is Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back. Final segment, DPT.
Yep. We should mention, for us, guys, we check out our stand-up special on Stars. You can stream it on the Stars app, Hipster Ghosts. Check it out.
The Audible thing. You can go to audible.com and check out our audio documentary called Sklars and Stripes. That's another thing that we've done that
we're super proud of. Please leave a rating and leave a review. That always helps it out. It's almost like podcasting that way on audible.com. You can get a free 30-day trial and then just listen to it for free.
And we have exciting things coming up next month. We're going to roll out a really special Patreon system that will give you guys more content and more DPT in ways that we hope you will be really
psyched
about.
If you so want it.
Yes.
Follow Gareth Reynolds on the old Twitters. You are?
At Reynolds Gareth on Twitter and
I think
Instagram.
You should be at Reynolds Rap. That's just me.
I'm getting closer.
R.A.P.
Probably taken.
It's like a two hands, one hand over a fist.
Sort of
just,
run the Julesy vibe.
Yeah. One hand
Foiled hands.
Squash it. He's squashing all the conflicts. At Reynolds Rap.
All right, you ready to do this? Oh, yes. I want to remind people, June 24th, I will be at the Siren Theater in Portland, and July 15th, I will be at the Bug Theater in San Francisco.
Bug Theater is in
Follow me at,
in Denver.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say, in Denver. It looks like I'm going to be in San Francisco in August, so follow me at Daniel Van
We're
Kirk.
We're going to be in San Francisco with you doing a live DPT.
Oh, yeah.
That's
actually
at the Petaluma Comedy Festival,
yeah,
which will be
like
awesome.
Yeah, that's like the 17th and 18th, I think, of August.
It'd be amazing. And we've got dates in Salt Lake City, June 22nd, 23rd.
And Cleveland.
Oh, heck
yeah. Go out.
At Hilarities. Please see us.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Sent in by Mrs. Sack at Mrs._Sack.
We've had Mrs. Sack.
Yes, we have. Melbourne, Florida.
Oh,
I thought we were going to
I thought we could beat that accent to death.
Classy.
We still can.
Okay.
4 words start this one out. A nightmare became reality.
Wow. Oh, guys, and I could feel
I'm
it
sorry
move.
For the, yeah.
That's, by the way, that's every, at every moment in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A nightmare became
I just was going to a Verizon store, and then all of a sudden, I was
a nightmare became a reality.
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. it.
We were driving to go see a spring training game, and a nightmare became
a reality. We were in Daytona.
I was having sex with an alligator, and a nightmare became a reality.
I went to Florida.
And a nightmare became a reality.
That's their license plate. Florida. A nightmare became a reality.
But it becomes.
Yeah. A nightmare became a reality last month for a Melbourne woman who found herself with a cockroach in her ear.
Oh, brutal.
Quote,
that is
so
my
many bad
wake
quotes
is
in here,
my fear of Ooh. Sleeping.
There's so Ooh. Many bad quotes in here. Quote, Katie Holly said, I could hear it.
Yep.
It was crunchy.
Sure.
It's a bug.
So Ouch. She's an entomologist, obviously.
Yeah, those are all technical terms that you may not understand.
Enough to the layman.
Right. Holly this week wrote in an essay for self.com about waking up one night in April feeling, quote, a weird movement in her ear.
Didn't well, if your we're talking, neighbors like, yeah. talk about this?
Listen, if we're talking about a movement, and I don't want to tread too heavily on the Me Too movement, but if you're going to have a cock in your ear unwantedly,
better right. be a roach.
Let it be a roach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it be a roach.
That is probably the best of all scenarios.
Oh, thank God.
You can take it out and kill it.
Right.
Oh, thank God.
As if it felt as if something were burrowing inside.
Yeah.
That's because it is burrowing in her
inside.
Head.
It was almost
again.
As if there was a bug in my ear. There was
yeah, she,
a bug
she
in your ear.
She is talking in
She's
like...
She's talking it, like in hypotheticals.
It's hard to explain, but no, hyperbolically, it felt
it.
Like a bunch of little legs attached to
a bug. It was a bug.
And it was in my head.
That's exactly what
I don't know how to explain it.
It is not a hypothetical. This is an actual thing that's happening.
Trapped in a metaphor again.
No, it's real.
A cockroach was in my head, if you will.
No, it's not if you will.
Of course we will, because it was.
You wouldn't get it.
I will.
There's no simile.
Let me draw some pictures. It'll show you guys what I mean a little bit clearer.
Ma'am, make her stop.
Here's a song that doesn't rhyme.
Put it back in. Put it back in.
I'm in for that. I'm in for that song. Okay.
Put it back in.
I should say at this point in the story, this happens from time to time. I don't know that anyone is dumb in this story, but this is what happens in dumb people town.
The cockroach is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Right. What sent Katie to the emergency room at 2 a.m. was a palmetto bug that not only crawled into her ear,
Those
but
things
got
are
in
big.
Deep and hung on with all its might.
Oh, he loves it. He's like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm.
They poured lidocaine in my ear to numb my ear and also to kill the palmetto bug, which was pretty awful because I could feel it moving around, dying in my ear.
Oh, man. You know in Florida they start with Coors Light first.
Yeah.
Coors Light in that ear.
You get the taste of the Rockies. You get the bug out of your ear.
And twins.
And twins.
The eye. Okay, so they drown it.
They drown it in chemicals.
In poison.
Uh-huh.
The doctor.
I mean, feeling it die in your ear is essentially like going to an Ariana Grande concert. Just feeling it die in your ear.
The doctor thought he'd pulled out the bug in pieces. Which, what was that old like rap rock song? Like, here's my life into pieces.
Cut my life into pieces.
How perfect.
Papa Roach.
It probably wasn't, but
Papa
let's
Roach.
Never look it up. No. And no one tweet at
cut
us.
Cut my life into pieces.
Cut my
This is my last result.
So he cut the bug
cut
into
my
pieces.
It is about the roach.
It is about the roach.
Pull this palmetto bug out of my ear.
But Katie realized that funny feeling in her ear wasn't going away.
It was her period. Oh.
Hey, no, sorry. She was exploring the new...
Days later, at her own doctor's office...
This better not...
Days okay. later, Days. It laid eggs.
Holly explained
That's
her,
what I'm
ordeal,
worried about.
Her ordeal and said she still had some lingering discomfort and hearing loss. Yeah. An examination of her ear revealed something dark still wedged inside.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ask you guys, how many days... Did she wait with hearing loss and still feeling something inside to go to the to
when
her own doctor?
Someone looks in your head and says there's something dark inside there.
Yeah. I'm a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Enjoy your life on the road.
Do you want to go
I'm gonna,
first, Tig, or third?
Just be, I'll
she
go
went
first.
To the ER. They thought they got it all out. How many days was she like, I don't know.
I'm going to say 4 days.
4 days. Jay. 4 days was still, you knew there was a bug in there.
But I think that you could buy a little bit of like, maybe it's just like the
residual of something.
Yeah, like indentations from the bug or the odd surgery that was performed.
4 days, Jason and Randy. We're in Florida.
I think she kept thinking it would go away, and she waited 9 days to go.
No way.
I think she waited 11 days.
No!
11 days.
11 days and was like, it's going to be fine.
Four from Garrett.
My friend's like, why are you turning your head to the side?
I'm really losing if this.
Four from Garrett.
Nine from me.
Nine from Jay. Jason.
It's going to be more.
11.
It's going to be more.
From Randy.
I mean, we weren't even near it on the money.
No, I know.
One of you is exactly right.
Now we get to play the game.
Now you get to play a second level of this game. We call this going Westworld. It's the game within the game.
Who do you think is right?
Garrett, do you want to go first, Tig, or third on who you think is right of the three of you?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think Randy's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I feel like we're living in the most absurd version possible.
Okay. All right. Jason?
I think I'm right.
Jason thinks he is right.
That's why I said it. I think Jason's right.
Oh, what Randy? The hell? Randy, I had your back.
I know, but it's been. Here
Randy.
We go. Let's see what it is.
The amount of time she went with lingering discomfort and hearing loss after already knowing that it was broken into pieces and taken out of her ear.
Gareth is going to be right.
No.
Was a total of. Get your answers in, townies, because that answer is 9 days.
Yes!
Oh,
you're right.
God. It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels good to not only guess it, but then believe that I had guessed it.
And rub my face in it.
It feels good to get that bug out of your ear.
9 days, guys. Nine days of not being sure. I'm going back 2 days. I'm going four for sure.
Be paranoid.
I like
9 days if you didn't know there was anything in there at all, and you're like, I think something's weird in my ear. I could see 9 days, maybe.
Who are her friends? Who are you just hanging in there?
Keep drinking, bitch.
Even if I feel fine.
Keep drinking, idiot.
The next day I'm coming back on. Did you get everything?
She didn't go to her doctor. You go to your doctor. Hey, quick update.
Hey,
bugs live in my head now.
Things in my ear. So what do they pull out, Dan?
Okay. 9 days later at her own doctor's office, after having all that, an examination of her ear, as I said, revealed something dark still wedged inside. Mm-mm. Sounds like a Stephen King line.
Mm-hmm.
The physician assistant said she saw what she believed to be a spiky insect leg. My physician proceeded to remove the leg and flush my ear again, only to examine it and see even more remnants. She ended up pulling out 6 more pieces of the roach's carcass. 9 days after the incident. They left a lot of that bug in there.
That is.
A lot.
That's half doing
I'm
going to
show you guys.
6 pieces of a roach's carcass.
This is a picture of the pieces.
Oh my God, that's so much.
Taken out. There's the first big piece. This will all be on the Facebook page. Join us. We're almost at 20,000 people.
Please join this. That's crazy.
Hold on. We're almost done.
What?
Do you think for the bug, most bugs in Florida, if they don't get stepped on or zapped, live a full life, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
this is not fun for the bug to get pulled out of somebody's
scary.
Ear. Drown in lidocaine.
Yeah.
That bug was just looking for its hotel room.
That's right.
Hello?
Just start climbing the mountain.
Climbing
a mountain, mountain girl.
Hello? I'm going to keep going.
Is this the
Hello?
Egg? Feels right.
Hello?
Sign
Mom?
In.
This is my Bali.
This is my Bali.
This is my igloo.
Pro.
It's my igloo.
Holly's physician referred her to an ear, nose, and throat specialist who pulled out the rest of the bug.
Yeah.
She's being passed around doctor to doctor.
I'm
going to save a little for the next doctor.
You know, I actually put a couple legs in there as a goof.
Yeah, is that weird? Why would you put them in?
I'm having fun. I'm not a doctor, but I am hilarious.
You are. Yes. All right, give me that one.
The ENT doctor said this was not unusual.
No.
That this...
Nope.
And that
she's seen some shit.
Like, I imagine her doctor looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah,
it is Florida.
Yeah, for sure.
Just comes in with, like, fluorescent...
Medically speaking, a bug fucked your head up.
We're gonna get this bug, okay?
It's bar
We're
rescue.
Get this son of a bitch.
Gotta get that bug out of your head.
He switches.
Ridiculous.
He takes off his Oakleys and puts on Dr. Oakleys.
Wraparounds.
Wraparounds, of course. Wraparounds.
So they don't drop in any open patients.
The doctor said this is not uncommon, and that she was the second person that day who needed to have a bug removed from their ear.
If Florida. You need reasons to not go to Florida,
Florida, get
if
your
you're
shit
looking
together.
For it,
well, let me give you one
or
last
go
one.
To sleep with AirPods in.
Yeah,
we're gonna close it out with this. How many times a year
oh, no.
did the doctor in Florida say, on average, This is the amount of times a year someone comes in
with a bug in their ear.
Gareth Reynolds, do you want to go first, Tig, or third?
This is the most ridiculous question ever.
How many?
It's a Florida doctor's expertise.
He sounds like Trump's doctor, so I feel like he's just going to say some crazy stuff.
Right, it's going to be a round number.
Here's the crazy thing. This is just his number. Not everybody in Florida is going to him.
I think he's buffing the numbers. Okay. A second person that day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sick of removing bugs from people. I'll go first.
Okay.
And I'll guess that he says this happened. I mean, if he had two in one day, I guess that he's going to say it happens 200 times a year.
Okay.
Jay?
I can tell I'm over.
No, I said 100. In my mind, I say 100.
100?
100. I'm going to say 300 times a year.
300.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's not even twice a day.
No, I'm assuming this is a little bit of a hectic day.
I can't believe we didn't say this to you. Thanks for coming back to Dumb People.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I can't believe I didn't say thank you for having me.
Seriously, it's been a joy.
Yeah.
It's been a joy. And I wanted to say that while people waited for this.
Okay.
The amount of times, the second in that day, the amount of times the doctor said that this happens in a year.
This doctor.
Is 12 times.
What? This guy? Once a month.
An average of once a month. Which, if you think about it.
We got happy.
Yeah. I know. We got excited.
We got drunk on Florida exaggeration.
Two in a day would throw you off. Yeah, I knew it. But still, to me, if you just are reading that, you're like, that's still a lot. That's one doctor saying once a month. How many other doctors are getting one a month? That's so many people in Florida getting bugs
in
their ears.
And then, like, a nurse assistant come over and is like, I stuck a leg up the nose just for
just to have a laugh.
Just for fun.
Hey, I left a little bit in there for the next doctor. Everybody wants to see this.
No, I want it all out of my head.
No. You're under right now.
You will know me by the trail of bug in my ear.
Hey, I dropped my sunglasses in her ear.
Fuck it. Fuck it. She's going to go to another doctor and get it out.
Oh, boy.
Look at that.
I got a bounty out on that bug.
Is that a show?
That is.
Do we have a show?
Those are three stories, friends.
Jesus
three stories.
Christ.
Damn it. I'd be loving it.
That's the best title for this show.
I'd be loving it. No. It. What was the thing about how high? How high is too far?
How high is too far?
Let's come up with a cut to end the show. Let's come up with a couple of how high is too far.
How high is too far?
I ask you, Dan, how high is too far? Just answer it any way you want. How high is too far?
Apple pumpkin pie.
Okay. Gareth, how high is too far?
My dad.
Okay. Jason, how high is too far?
2 furlongs.
Okay.
Nice.
That's what I think.
Randy, how high is too far?
How high is too far? Doug Benson in the North Pole.
That's how high is too far.
I brought it back to That's a show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, join us on the Facebook page if you want to see these grotesque pictures. We would love to have you be a part of it.
A lot of bug pieces.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
It's a good show.